Welcome to episode 438 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
Good morning. And as always, we are joined by producer Gerald.
Good morning.
Full house. Fuller house.
Which one's better?
Full house.
All day.
Next question.
Nope. Podcast done. Got my answer. I'm out.
It's for sure better. Happy Sunday.
It is, I guess.
Well,
it's a little early.
Tum-tum's growling over here.
Can't hear it,
but no, I believe I can. It's loud. It feels audible because I have different headphones on this morning.
I know. Can I just say that there's certain times when you're wearing, because you got earbuds in today.
Yep.
For headphones, you don't normally. But there's sometimes your head is just right. Behind your little box there that you recorded, and it looks like you're wearing like the Russian chain, you know, the chain necklace.
I was hoping it looked like a bolo.
It doesn't look like a bolo at all.
I was hoping it.
You know, but it looks like you should be in a tracksuit.
Whew, I would be too hot in here.
I'm just saying.
Huh. Yeah. Maybe like a. Yeah. Like a black tracksuit?
Yeah, like what's his face in Grand Theft Auto 4? The owner of the shop.
Oh, yeah, Nico.
Nico. Yeah.
Nico Bellic.
Yeah.
I saw a video on TikTok of this, like a helicopter and these boats chasing this other boat, like on the beach. And so you can hear somebody in the background goes, "This is like real life GTA." Because you like never see boats chasing boats anywhere except for that game.
Except for that game.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's true.
Appreciate that.
It's fun because it's true.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's been a long week.
It has. I agree.
It's a long week.
Long weeks.
A lot of rainy weather here.
Not here. I think we had one day. It's actually been pretty nice here.
It's hot already. It's humid already.
It's hot and humid here, which I like, so that's fine. I've been doing some... I've been doing probably a little more extra mowing than I need to do because I have the new mower.
You've only had it for a couple weeks, right?
I have.
What are your thoughts, your initial thoughts?
Leaps and bounds above what I had before.
Did you have an old mower before?
No, I actually bought a brand new Troy-Bilt Mustang 50 5 years ago.
Like Troy-Bilt knows the names of their mowers by, like, they're all like Mustang and Pony and...
Yeah.
They're all stuff like
that. Yeah, so it was a Mustang 50, which it was serviceable. It did what it needed to do. I think now they call it a time cutter, maybe. I can't remember. I mean, it was serviceable mower. Right there, top right, is pretty much looks like what I had. Pretty basic. Yep. That's what I had. You could tell it's pretty basic. Had a Kohler engine in it. Wasn't happy with the Kohler engine. Not a big fan of the Kohlers. But I upgraded to the new mower. So I got a little wider swath to cut. It's a 52-inch as opposed to a 50, which doesn't seem like a lot. It's more than you think. Especially
what you tell them. That 2 inches is more than you think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Size matters. it goes... it's got a Kawasaki engine in it, a 27 horsepower Kawasaki engine, so it moves a little better than the Kohler did. It's also a better engine overall.
A lot of things switching over to Kawasaki.
Yeah, the seat is so much more comfortable than that thing. So that's a huge plus. The biggest takeaway from the fucking thing is that it doesn't have the safety catch, so you can actually, it will continue to mow in reverse.
Yeah.
Which, where I live and the stuff I have to go around and things like that is huge. I have cut about 25 minutes off my mowing time.
That's weird that your other one didn't. Like my John Deere, I can mow in reverse.
Nope. This one is, as soon as you go in reverse, the blade shut off.
That's weird.
It's like a child safety thing.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Backing over your kids with a mower is not
that's
ideal.
That's a bad idea. I understand. But
mow time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, there's some things, and I mean, I'm sure you know this since yours didn't do it. Like, there's some things in my yard really only possible if you can mow backwards.
Right. Yep.
Or super stupid if you can't.
It's another thing I like. I like the setup of the deck a lot better. It allows you to get around, because a zero turn is a zero turn. It turns on a dime. However, you do have a mower deck on it. The mower deck can affect the zeroness of the turn, so to speak. But the way that it's designed, it really does let you, number one, get under things, because the side that doesn't have the discharge chute on it is actually, it's not even. It's actually longer on that side than it is on the discharge side. And so that's nice, but it also, just the way it's shaped, it really, like, the pivot point on it is like on a curved part of the deck. So mm-hmm. It actually allows you to like really guide along whatever you're turning around. Overall, I'm much more pleased with it than I ever was with the Troy belt. It was definitely a good purchase for me. And I sold the old one too, so that helped.
Now, Gerald, we've talked about this before, but you pay a guy.
Yeah, we pay somebody.
If you move to like a house, like you're planning on doing, would you mow then?
Depends on how much acreage or how much land we have.
Like big, you would, or big, you wouldn't?
Big, I would.
That's opposite of how I feel about life.
Yeah, because he only charges $10 right now. And if we move, he charges us $10. The people across the street, he charges $25. And we have the same exact lot.
You got that grandfathered right.
Yeah.
Right, because he's been doing it since he was like a teenager, like 14 years old. He's in his 30s now.
Yeah, so your neighbor has to help pay for your yard.
Mm-hmm. Then he was telling me that one house he did, he charged like $100 for. I'm like, no, I'll just buy. Because we get a cut every week.
Yeah, I mean, you could still get one for that price, though, for what you're paying.
Yeah, but they cut weedy, edge, all that stuff, so...
I hate the yard work so much.
I don't.
But I also hate paying for it. Like, to me, that's such a waste.
To me, it's a waste. See, I don't hate doing yard work. I'm not going to go out and dig trenches because it's fun. But as far as mowing, weed eating, that kind of stuff, I don't hate that. I really do hate paying for it because I don't hate it. I guess if that makes sense.
I thought once I got the robots going... that I'd be like, man, I just weed eat like once every 2 weeks. Like, it'll be nothing.
Nope.
And it is nothing. But now I'm like, why don't these fucking weed eat? Like, why am I having to mess with anything? Because now that I don't mow, I'm more pissed off about having... I thought I'd be fine because it's going to be 20 minutes of my time. It's not. It's like an hour. But I'm super upset that I have to do it at all.
Yeah, no. See, I like mowing the lawn. It's nice. I'd throw my earbuds in, turn on music, and just go.
Mm-mm, not a fan.
I like it. I enjoy it.
Now I do think a well manicured yard looks great. I get that. I understand the appeal.
Mm-hmm. You just don't want to do it, and you don't want to pay for it.
Right. So, I want it without messing with it, which is what I'm trying to do.
I want that on everything.
But this damn weed eating, and I know that works when it's got like a little weed eater string that like sticks out the side, but the auto mowers do not.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's true. Yes. Yeah, so I'm very happy with the mower. It was an excellent purchase.
Did you get a push mower or a riding mower, Gerald?
I'd get a riding lawnmower.
Yeah. Like a tractor or a zero turn?
That's what I was going to ask.
Probably a zero turn.
Yeah, zero turn's the way to go all day, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, don't even do the half step of a tractor, because here's the thing. If you're listening, no offense, I had a tractor. When you get on a zero turn, it'll change your life, though.
Yes, it will.
If you've been mowing with a tractor.
It feels like...
You're like, holy shit, this is what flying feels like.
Yeah, it feels like you are in charge of like a brand new type of machine that's never been invented before.
Yeah, and you're like you're the first guy to ever be on one.
The first time you get on it, you're like, what in the hell is this?
Does it work telling people about zero turns? They're like, yeah, we know. Like, you just push a stick in, you turn another, I can just spin in circles. They're like, yeah, I have one. I'm like, man, it's fucking great, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I was telling everybody like they didn't know about them.
That's how you gotta do.
But I guess the tractor's the same thing. Like, when you go from push mower to tractor, like, I'll never push again.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what I don't understand. I mean, I don't know.
Look at that ego looking good as hell, no, right?
What
there,
I don't right understand is the stand-ons.
Never been on one, so I can't speak to them, but they seem crazy.
Or the walk-behinds. I don't understand. Like, have you ever seen the walk-behinds?
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
They're giant. Mm-hmm. It's like a giant self-propelled push mower that you walk behind. And the stand-on just has a little plate in the back. It's like the same thing, only you stand on it, which,
hey,
to me, completely defeats the purpose.
They have those ones they use on the golf course where you like actually use like remote control to draw the boundary, and then it just mows itself, and it'll actually stripe it.
Yep.
That shit's pretty crazy.
Well, you kind of like need a full that ass, on the golf course.
It's like a full-ass size mower, though.
Yeah, they're nice.
I don't want to stand up when I mow. I don't want to mow, but I don't want to stand up
either.
For sure.
I don't either. I like sitting down in the seat. But yeah, you feel like you sit on the zero turn for the first time, you have been transported to 2045 out of nowhere.
Yeah. Well, every time I'd ever seen one, someone mow with one before I'd ever been on one, I'm like, sticks is not the best way to control the thing. But then you get on one, you're like, sticks is what my car should have in it.
Yes.
Like, I want a zero turn car.
I want everything I operate to be zero turn.
Until I sneeze once and realize I push in one stick and fucking flip.
Just a little bit. Boy, is it, they can be touchy.
Yeah. Yeah. But there are a lot of fun. And you can pick them up fairly affordable now.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get, like, a not a great one, but a decent zero turn for, you know, $1,400. I know that's not nothing, but for what they used to cost, that's nothing.
I don't know if you're going to get a low-end one for that.
Yeah, it's decent.
Like, the one I got is like a $3,800 more. And it's like a middle-of-the-road errands. What I really want is that Gravely Mach 1.
Did you get an Edge?
No.
Icon?
Icon.
They have Icon, Apex, and Edge, I think.
Yep.
Is that right?
Edge is a little guy. Icon's the middle. And Apex is the big boy.
What are the actual fuck is this that you've pulled up, Gerald?
Street legal lawnmowers.
Honda. This is something somebody's done.
150, yeah, yeah. That's, you're not buying that.
Here's the thing. No matter how fast it goes, you can still only mow at a certain pace.
Depending on your yard, yes.
Now, I'll tell you, that ego zero turn, that thing will fucking flat out fly.
Well, yeah, it's like the... the Gravely Mach 1, you can mow the yard at 12 miles an hour.
If you've ever been to one of those indoor go-kart tracks,
uh-huh,
that's what it's like on that thing, on the Ego. Like, it could run with those indoor go-karts. Yeah. Now, you wouldn't mow that fast, but the thing is just, it's a go-kart.
Right. You could, but you can't.
Yeah, it looked like
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you can't mow that fast because... Well, actually, on the Mach 1, you can mow at 12 miles an hour.
I'm sure you can on this one too. You just shouldn't. That thing has a sport mode.
But this thing also, like, you get some serious velocity out of the fucking shit coming out of the chute.
I think that thing looks amazing too. The only issue, it's a 42.
Oh, that's little.
So it's a small cut, but yeah, that thing is awesome. I want one real bad. And I hate mowing, and I don't want to mow, and I want one. Get that Swisher Big Mow for $13,000. All right, it's enough mower talk. It's like the 16th podcast we've talked about mowers.
Mowers are awesome.
They're not.
It's my career, dude. What do you want?
I mean, I get it.
Can't help
but if you're out there and you make robots, give me a weed eater robot.
A weed eater?
I'm thinking like a little ball that just has string that rolls around.
What about that? Didn't they have something like that on that show that used to be on, Robot Wars or whatever?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Well, you just put the robots in the, like, the fucking ring to fight each other.
BattleBots?
BattleBots. That's what it is.
That's the turtle you're looking at right there, Gerald. That's made for gardens. And that thing also gets me about half hard. You just sling it out there in your garden, and it just keeps it weeded all year long.
Oh, yeah, it just has little things that come down and pop up stuff out, right?
No, it's got a little weed eater under there.
Is that use it for your pulls yard?
A, it pulls up. Well, no, that's not how that'll work. It pulls over top of your weed and just goes, pss, and then drives off.
Look at that. What's that grill bot?
The turtle.
The turtle. Go that's back. What gardens, was that grill though. Bot? Was it grill cleaner? Is that what it was? Right there, the grill bot red.
Oh, that's for sure some sort of scrubbing pad thing that you fucking
automatic grill cleaning robot. That's unnecessary.
That's one task I don't find to be that hard.
Or that time consuming or anything.
No. Yeah, like when I clean my grill, it just takes a couple minutes. It comes in three nice colors, though.
It does. I don't like that red.
Are you getting that? You hear that?
That blue's kind of nice.
Turn it on. It's got a nice screen.
Why would you need to fucking use it for 30 minutes?
He's not going to show us how it works?
I don't think you can work it with the...
It's one of those wobble balls that just has scrubbers on the bottom. It goes in no particular order pattern. It just wanders around.
That is totally unnecessary.
I guess you'd have the cleanest... I guess you'd have the cleanest grill around.
Well, yeah, so if I ever need to win the cleanest grill competition, I'll get myself a grill bot, but
yeah.
Until then, all I need to do is just be clean enough to slap some meat on.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, I'm using a smoker now, so really you just poke the extra meat through and you're good to go.
Right.
It's called seasoned.
See, yeah, my grill like just that. Gets a light scrub. I like the grills being somewhat seasoned.
When I got my grill, I have a Oklahoma Joe pellet smoker, and when I got it, I mean, it basically tells you, like, here's how you season your smoker, and then after that, you don't really clean it.
Yeah. Same thing with cast iron.
Yeah. And that's basically what this is, just a giant cast iron.
Yeah. I have a cast iron pan that is, and my grill, it's never been cleaned, washed, anything. Dude's using the snowplow wrong, but okay.
My favorite part about that, can you start it back over, Gerald? Like, showing that it could push him on a pallet wasn't good enough. He had to have one cinder block also.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't be impressive if he didn't have the one block.
And now we have it running into the, pushing a dumpster. Which is not what you do with a plow.
It's big. That's a big thing there. Battery life on that's probably about 12 minutes.
Uh-huh. If that. It's a 22T robotic trimmer attachment.
I don't trust it. It looks like that would be cut up pets and everything.
Yeah, it doesn't seem it's to have like, they don't, any kind of sensor that reads.
It's like, the reason they don't have a good weed trimmer robot right now is safety, I'm sure.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm sure. Like, my mower can't hurt anything. It just can't.
Because everything hides under it.
It hides under it. It's got a bunch of safety stuff. I mean, you just can't.
Makes sense.
You can't flip my mower over quick enough to have anything still spinning if you just grab it and rip it up.
Everything immediately stops.
Yeah. See, this thing's totally unsecured.
Yeah, it's just going.
I don't even see anything spinning, do you?
No.
It's spinning so fast you can't really see it.
But see, it's using like limit switches when it pushes into something to tell it to stop.
Yeah. Which, if that's your leg, isn't going to help till it gets to the bone, so.
Yeah. This guy in the video created it, I guess?
I would imagine so. I don't know why he looks quizzical about his. He's got a little. He's like, hmm.
He looks like he would make love to it if he could. That's the vibe I get.
It's not what I got out of him, but okay.
That's what he looks like to me.
Fair enough.
I like the turtle. When I had a garden, I wanted one so bad.
Dude, what I do to have a garden.
then I realized I don't want a garden. Mm. But if I ever get another garden, I'm going to buy that thing because weeds were the problem with a garden. It's like having a second job that I didn't want or apply for or get paid for.
They're like the problem with everything, aren't they?
Probably.
And I'm not most sure. I mean, outside. If you measure the time versus money aspect, I'm not sure it actually saves you any money. And it may even possibly be more expensive to have a garden and grow your own vegetables as opposed buy them.
I think 100% it is. I think the idea behind it, though, is that you can say, I know what's in my plants.
Well, I can see why that was an issue at one point. But I don't know that. I mean, now you've got organic, cage-free meat, free-range vegetables, tomatoes. Or all of it. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know that it's as much of a concern as that maybe could have been, you know, like 20 years ago.
Isn't that turtle adorable, though?
I don't know. It's green. I don't know if it's adorable.
It's like wonky how its wheels roll. It's a really doofy-looking little robot, and I like that about it.
Well, it's got to be like that.
Yeah, its wheels are, like, cambered out so that it can do whatever terrain. Solar-powered, so it actually just it does its thing until it's dead. See the little trimmer string there? Mm-hmm. It does its thing until it's dead, and then it just charges with the power of the sun and then goes back when it gets any kind of water. It's fine, or any kind of sun. It's fine in the rain. It's
fine in the rain. Yep. But I bet it doesn't hold up under snow.
I feel like gardens mostly don't hold up under snow.
It's true. But you can't just leave it outside in the garden and wait for it to start up again come spring.
I mean, it's not huge, though. You could just pack it in. There you go, frozen garden.
Yep. It's not snow, though.
What's the sky highlight? It's Cumberbund area. It tore up?
Yeah. All the wiring.
he's talking about sensors.
Oh. I think that thing's pretty cute. It's safe because its spinning mechanism is all underneath it.
Right.
It's designed to take out small weeds. There's cages that you can put around plants, but as you can see, as it's touching anything that's bigger than it is, it won't mess with it.
Yep.
Thing's got a good look to it. It's about $300, though.
It's not cheap. I feel like these days, if you have a garden, the gardening is more about the hobby of it than the actual getting anything done out of it. So I don't know if the turtle is actually for you. You know what I mean?
It would be for me because I don't want a garden, but I sort of do.
Right. But for anyone who is actually doing real gardening as opposed to what you would be doing, which is not real gardening, I feel like it's more about the hobby aspect of it than anything else.
So like with chickens, I don't care about the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I enjoy making that area cool.
Right.
And I don't make it cool for the chickens. I make it cool for me. I don't actually care about the chickens either. I mean, I do. Like, I try to take good care of them, but, like, I do it all for me.
Yeah.
Like, I piddle with that. I try to streamline the amount of time I have to spend per day taking care of chickens. But in doing that, I spend a way more time with them than you need to.
Right.
Like, in an attempt to not spend time doing it, I spend a lot of time doing it.
Yep.
But I enjoy, like, that process. Like, I'm getting old. I refurbished a little end table that my mom had. I'm getting old, and I'm into it.
Refurbished it into what?
And I turned it back to what it was. It was just needed to go in the garbage.
Okay.
It was so what it actually used to be is a 10-gallon aquarium holder.
Okay.
So like the standard size, little metal frame, had a wood top on it, had a wood bottom on it. And it's probably 20 years old, and for the last 7 years, it's probably set outside.
Fair enough.
The wood totally gone. And the metal rack was a lot of surface rust on it.
Mm-hmm. You cleaned it all up.
It's less ornate than that metal one over there, but same kind of idea. It's like one of the cheap ones that you could get back in the day. It basically looks like that black frame, but it had wood on top. But I just, yeah, sanded it down to bare metal, primed it, painted it, and then got a wood top for it. Took my edges down with a router, and then actually routed out the bottom, the underside, so that it fits right down in that open hole in the top, so there's no screws to attach it. It just kind of pressure fits down in there. And it came out super good. Real happy with it.
Congratulations, bud.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm turning into an old man. I'm going to piddle in the garage when I get old.
You go, Pavia.
I'm excited. But that's replaced like a lot of my game time now. When I'm off, I'd rather. I don't know if I'd rather, but I get a bigger sense of accomplishment after.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to, when I would beat a game, I'd be like, man, look at me. Now I'm kind of like, that's a lot of time. And that seems to be just getting worse and worse, which is why, like, I have gravitated towards games like Rocket League and now with Knockout City, because they're so quick. Even if I play for 5 hours, the matches are quick.
Right.
And I could stop at any point, so it feels like way less of a time commitment. Even though I may spend more time, it feels like less.
I can understand that. I had the exact opposite approach, but I can understand that.
Gerald clearly does, too, because every time I was on this week, he was on. He was on when I got on. He was still on when I got off most times.
He's loving that skin deep. Stranded deep. Not skin deep.
Skin
stranded
deep? What
deep.
The?
What have you been watching?
Yeah. Dan's like, move on, move on, move on.
Skin deep. It's a movie.
Yeah. A porn.
It's not a porn. I want to say it's with John Ritter. It's two words.
I like it as one.
Yeah. John Ritter.
That movie's probably terrible.
It's older.
Is he tiny?
No, he's not tiny.
So he's like tiny between that lady's bra and that.
It's called art, dude.
It's misleading.
It is yes. That's
if he's not tiny, then I think I was misled.
Okay. That's why you need to read a plot synopsis first before you see the movie. You can't just go by poster art.
Or
just so you know.
Or never see a movie.
Well, you can do that if you want to. It's not for me. It's not the life for me, but
yeah.
To each their own.
I would almost make the argument that I watch less TV and less movies than anyone that actually has TV and movies. I watch almost none.
Okay.
Ever. I think I could do without a TV.
Not
the television, like I could do without like any TV. Just I need the TV itself for games.
Right.
But I think I could do without any programming.
I have no actual programming.
Yeah. But, I mean, I could do without Hulu, Netflix. Like, I could do without all of it.
I know you could. I couldn't.
Yeah. And the older I get, the less I feel compelled to, like, I think a lot of when I was younger, I watched a lot and I did a lot, but I think I did it just so I could talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as I'm older, like, that's not a thing for me. So, it's become even less. It's probably not good for me because I'm not exposed to that many things.
That's true. I mean, possibly. I don't know.
But I like it.
I don't know. It helps me understand why you think that John Ritter is supposed to be tiny in that movie because it shows it on the poster.
I mean, what else are they showing me if
he's
not tiny?
It shows to me that you're one of those, so.
It's like if I pull up at McDonald's and they have a picture of a burger and I order it and it's a chicken sandwich. They're like, well, that poster is just a representation of what it could be. It's like, well, no. I got the chicken sandwich, though.
No.
It's bait and switch is what
this
movie's doing.
It's not the same. No. Now, the comparison you could make is if they showed, like, a tiny hamburger between a bra, and you were like, well, I have one of those, and then they gave you an actual size hamburger. You could be like, oh, that's false advertising. I wanted that tiny hamburger.
Yeah, I'd be like, what in the actual fuck?
Yeah.
McDonald's.
But that's the fair comparison.
But you wouldn't be okay with that, but you're okay with it in your movie.
What's that?
You wouldn't be okay with that, but you're okay with this shitty advertising.
No,
for this
see,
shitty
I,
movie.
I have enough of a brain, have enough comprehension, and I've watched enough TVs and movies to know that that's not the actual size of the burger. That's just an artist's rendition of something that
you can't know
is
that,
metaphorical
the Honey,
for something
I
that's
the
happening
kids
in the movie.
If you looked at Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and the kids were tiny on the poster, you wouldn't be like, oh, that's just art. So how am I supposed to know with this shitty Skin Deep movie that that's just art? How am I supposed to know that?
Huh. I don't know. Maybe the word... never mind. It's a cognitive thing that you can't put together.
Skin Deep sounds like it could be tiny and be walking on
the
skin.
It's a cognitive thing that you can't put together.
See, when I look at this, I shouldn't assume that they're tiny?
No, that you should, because it's actually in the title where it says shrunk. It gives you an idea that something's going to be small. And by the way, that could, if you by your logic, that could be false representation, because they are not tiny the whole fucking movie.
Well, Skin Deep sounds like they're going on the magic school bus where they shoot inside the body and we learn all about it.
No, it
definitely
give me
does.
That at all.
Gerald, if you saw this, would you think he got tiny?
No.
Yeah, it's you, dude.
No, that guy for sure gets tiny. He's walking across the clip on the bra.
Right, because he's what it is, it's metaphorical for the balancing act of that he walks with women.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, yeah. Please. See, now we're getting deep and you can't understand it. I get it.
Oh, I understand how ridiculous that is.
I get it. I get where you're coming from.
I give that movie a 1 out of 10 without seeing it.
Okay. If it's... we understand. I understand.
Right.
Bob
ability
the
to
Builder's
understand
your
and...
limit when it comes to TV and movies. Okay.
No, that's just a terrible...
Can he build it? Yes, he can. See how literal that is? That's what you need.
Yeah, but that's just a terrible representation of what that movie is. That's what I have a problem with. Just show me what it is. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to... you don't have to get an artist rendition to cover up the fact that your movie's shitty.
No. It's a Blake Edwards film. It's a pretty good movie.
And more people saw it because of that. And then they were like, this never even happened. He was never tiny.
No, nobody did that.
He was never tiny. Lots of people did that. Everybody I know did that.
Gerald, I just need to verify. You have my back here, right?
As in,
as,
I agree with you with that.
As in, what the fuck is Ryan talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about that poster only exists to trick people into seeing the movie. Is what I'm talking about. It's not about this metaphor. It's about people see that on there and think, oh, this is going to have some nudity in it. I'm going to check it out.
Okay, I agree that you think that. There, that's what we'll go with.
Yeah. Sex sales. Between those two posters, all right, the one to the left that has a family holding a family.
That is not a family. That is not a family.
Yeah, whatever it is. You got a group of people. Between this one and the one with the tiny guy, which one are you going to see, Gerald?
Well, I'm a John Ritter fan, and he's in both of those, so I'll go see that movie.
Yeah, but you would if you had to pick between the two, you would see the other one because you're like, I don't know, maybe
they're
some
both
sexy
the same movie.
Yeah, I probably would see the bra one.
Yeah, see.
Okay, what's the tagline, Gerald?
Yeah, it's tiny. You got to make it bigger.
There's a fine line between falling in love and falling on your face.
And he's walking the tightrope in between the bras. It's a metaphor. You don't get it, okay?
No, I get it, but they forced that metaphor on there just so they could put the bra on there. He could have been walking across anything.
And if I'm in line getting popcorn and drink, and I turn around and see that poster on the wall, the back wall, I'm like, oh, okay. I'm not going to read those words.
See, I'm not. I am. I'm going to go read the words and see.
Yeah, Dan's going to get the artist on the phone, call him, see what he was thinking, what he was feeling.
Well, that's because I'm into movies and TV, and I understand how it works.
What were you feeling when you painted this, bud? And they're like, I don't know. He told me to do some sexy time, and that's what I painted. And then we had to make it fit. Movies are all canceled.
Okay, yeah.
No more movies. Now, that Skin Deep is definitely a porn.
That one probably is. It's not the
There's
one
no way that
about.
One's not.
There's that one, too.
That's Rhonda Joe.
Rhonda Joe J-O. Petty. She goes Skin Deep.
There's a lot of movies called Skin
There's
Deep.
There's a lot of movies, yeah. I was talking about the John Ritter one. That's it. There's the John Ritter one. That's another poster.
How many covers does this thing have?
People make all kinds of posters for stuff. There's different posters, different countries, a la right there.
That's the same poster, though. It just has different.
It's actually a different poster.
Same poster. Look there, another poster.
Yeah, a different movie.
I'm there. Have you seen this movie, Gerald?
No.
Are all these posters making you want to see it?
No.
It's kind of where I landed to.
Yeah, we know that.
I just think that it's the same problem I have with video games. They put you with your video game, you have to put your main character standing in the middle of your fucking box on your video game cover. Like, why? That is the case because if you, I mean, you see lawsuits because the puddles are different in Spider-Man.
Yeah, but they never.
So we've gone the other extreme with video games, in that you can't hardly show anything but exactly what it is. I think somewhere in the middle is a good place. Like, I don't think it has to be crazy. Like, so when you look at NES games, when you look at the cover of those, you're like, okay, this was kind of bullshit.
Some of the NES ones? Yeah, they were fun, though. That was part of the fun of it, though.
Like, when you look at Mega Man and you play Mega Man, you're like, okay.
Okay, but to be fair, back in the NES era, you could get away with more because an 8-bit anything doesn't look like anything actual.
Right, but movies still, like, kind of does this thing, but video games now have gone the opposite way too far, where now you just have to show your main character standing. It just has to be Nathan Drake standing there.
Aloy standing there.
Yeah, because if not, Hammer and Harry, that also sounds like a porn. Because if not, somebody's suing you.
It's true.
Like, I like a middle ground, is what I'm trying to say. Like, I think movies takes it too far one way, and I think video games takes it too far the other way.
See, I don't think either. I think video games could come back, and here's the reason why, because the covers are a representation of the art inside, and art is subjective to the person that is experiencing it. So I think it's for each person to make their own determination based on the cover and whatever they're watching or playing.
Type in NES Mega Man cover art. They had amazing cover art. And Mega Man's good, too. I'm not shitting on them. I'm just saying, like, if you thought you were getting what was on the cover, first off, you weren't.
That's true. Look at that.
Yeah, like, that's fun.
That's Mega Man, too. Yeah. You're right. Contra. Contra could be another one, I suppose.
Yeah, look at that. That's fun. That's fun cover art.
Contra could probably be another one that went that same way.
Again. So it's like those are sort of like Mega Man, but they're sort of not.
Castlevania.
Yeah, see, like, I'm okay with that because it is the same idea. It just looks better. Like, look at that Metal Gear cover. That's great.
That is not the game.
No, it's not. Look, Turtles is a cartoon and it's not even the game. Kung Fu is the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kung Fu cover gets it right.
Nintendo was really good about that. Like,
what you see is what you get?
Yeah, like putting on their covers, like, screenshots from...
But to be clear, I don't like what you see is what you get. I like somewhere in the middle. I don't want it to be totally someone's vibe when they were painting, but I also don't want it to be exactly what it is. Like, yeah. I don't need Nate Drake in the cover of every Uncharted game.
Honestly, I don't care either way. If it's something I want to see, it's something I want to see. I don't do anything based off of the cover art or the poster of anything. So
that's a good cover art, right?
That's
there.
Fucking Fabio.
Mm-hmm. That's Iron Sword.
Iron Sword, Wizards and Warriors 2.
2, the deuce.
The deuce.
Bad Street Brawler.
Look how long that dude's arm is.
Yeah, he doesn't look right anyways. That dude shot a light bolt at him, too, it looks like.
Yeah, who's that little short guy?
It's one of the enemies.
Looks like.
Is that a dog?
That's that.
He's got a little
chain.
That's
a bulldog behind a him, isn't it?
Yeah, that game looks good.
It doesn't.
Little short dude swinging something.
Oh, you play it with, it's a power glove game.
It's so bad.
He's the bad street baller, the thug thrashing defender of freedom.
Huh. Did either of you check out the Knockout City yet?
I have not.
No, I haven't had time.
Gerald. What are you talking about?
Dude, Knockout City doesn't interest him. He just doesn't want to tell you.
It would if he played it, though. Like, Gerald likes a grind, and he liked 3-on-3 basketball. He'll like this.
Well, maybe.
And I thought you might try it because it's on Game Pass.
I still might, but I haven't played much this week.
But I don't think you can try it anymore, Gerald, but I can send you an invite where you can try it.
Actually, I think I might get some reward points for doing it, so maybe I will check it out.
Yeah.
Or maybe that was last week. I can't remember, but...
They know what they're doing with this one. Like they gave a free trial out because they know it's good.
Is that all you've been playing this week? Is Knockout City?
Oh yeah, that's it. Played a ton of it. Like every night, but one day this week we probably played till almost 1 o'clock in the morning. It's like old times. It's been me, friend of the show Marshall 205, and friend of the show Pat Man, and we have played a ton of it. So much so that like he was on vacation and was still playing on vacation with us. It's really simple and really fun and really hard to master. I mean, it's really like it has that Rocket League vibe.
Yeah, Rocket League. I was gonna say that's like Rocket League.
Yeah, there are different levels. Like we'll clean up a team and we're gods at this game, and then we'll get mopped up the next one.
Yeah,
like there are levels. They do have a season. You didn't have to buy the season or anything for this first one. I don't know if you're going to have to, but they have like a kind of like a pass deal where you earn rewards. The cool thing is the reward you get and the reward I get at the same tier are not the same. So we both get gliders, but you can get a different one than me.
Can you trade them?
You cannot trade them yet, but it's neat just to show off the shit that you have.
Hmm.
You can have up to 3 characters, which is also cool. You can flip between them on the fly. So like... they put like a dress up in the store. Like I can buy that dress, throw it on my female character, and then be showing off to them like in 5 seconds. It's like super fluid and quick. You have these character presets that you can flip between. It's just really fun, really neat. This game's success will depend on how quickly they update it.
Mm.
Like this is a Fortnite scenario in which it will need constant updates to hold anyone's attention. It's going to need new boards, new power-up balls, and a ton of new cosmetics, which so far they've done. I see new cosmetics every time I play. But it's EA, so I'm sure they will screw it up. You know, that I just don't have any faith that that company will get it right. Which is a shame, because I think this game is kind of special, but that's zero faith they'll get it right.
You might have to pay for it all.
I mean, they have microtransactions.
Yeah.
And the game is not free either. So. The game, I think, was $20.
Gerald, just stranded deep this week, right?
I did play some Days Gone, but not much.
Still.
But a lot of Stranded Deep.
Still loving Days Gone? Mm-hmm. I was going to call it Stray's Gone, and goddamn do I want to play that.
And when he says a lot of Stranded Deep, he means a lot of Stranded Deep.
Every free moment?
Best I can tell.
No, because I've got about 2 hours of gym time every day, too, so not every moment.
You spend 2 hours at the gym?
Mm-hmm, now.
Like, is that including, like, your drive time there and back?
No, actually inside.
Oh, my fucking God.
Trying to get shredded?
I'm just trying to lose his belly and then put on a little bit of muscle.
Trying to get ripped up? Mm-hmm. Yoked out?
We're at work, they might be letting us do the PT test. And if we do, if we can do the PT test, then we get 24 hours of free time off.
Three days off?
24 hours.
Basically, yeah.
Yep.
24 hours.
Yeah, it's 3 days.
Depends on the shift. It's not 3 days for me.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure all your shifts are like an 8-hour vacation would be a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jared works those little baby shifts.
So do I. I love it.
Those little toddler shifts.
But he knows what.
You don't think you could pass? You don't think you could pass it right now?
Oh no, not there, not theirs.
How hard can? I've seen some of those cops. It can't be that hard.
Well, it's they don't take it. They don't take the PT test. You only take it if you want the 24 hours. They can't do it because of city code, like city policy. Because if you require the cops to do it, then you have to require all the city employees to do it.
Yeah, I say that. I say that. You require the whole city
state,
to do it.
It's some state of Tennessee law.
That's a dumb law. I think it should be pertaining to, like, the job you have
like
to do.
If you need it, then you should be able to do
like
it.
Like, if you're the tax auditor for the city, probably don't need the fucking PT test. That's a little different than having to chase people down.
But hear me out, Dan. How fun would it be if we made him do it?
Made the tax auditor?
Yeah, we made them do it. How fun would that be?
Not fun.
You're like, great job, good money, great benefits, but if you can't crank out 40 pull-ups, you're gone.
Yep, so it's basically to get hired at EMS, fire department, and the police department, you have to pass the PT test. That's it, just one time.
Then you can get fat as fuck after that.
Yep.
I like it. You know, it's an entry exam.
You just, the only position you can't, well, you can't become a field training officer or a SWAT member because you have to pass a PT test to do those.
What's the part you think you can't do?
The push-ups.
How many?
You have to do 58 in 60 seconds.
That's a random number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's some Iowa PT, or some...
The President Physical some, Fitness, like, I was talking about.
Yeah, some physical fitness thing that they do.
We did it in the middle school or elementary school. We got a medal.
Because you have to do the, because if you do a mile and a half run,
that's nothing.
Then you do,
how long?
Then you get a 5 minute break, and then you do push ups. Then you get a 5 minute break. Then you do the sprint, which is 300 meters. And then you do.
That's a long sprint.
Yeah. Then you do a shuttle run. And you only get a 5 minute break in between each.
I'm confident that I could do 58 push-ups. I'm not confident I could do them in a minute.
Mm-hmm. I actually think I could do them in a minute. I don't know if I could bounce back and then do the rest of it after in 5 minutes.
So now,
but I'm now pretty confident I could do 58.
There's a stipulation. They place a sponge underneath you, and you have to touch the sponge each time.
They put it where your dick's at?
No, on your right below your chest, and then someone's like ground level watching you to make sure you touch it.
Well, at that point, you can just hit the fucking ground with your chest because you're never compressing it enough to where you're touching the ground. So technically, your chest is never touching the ground.
You just pop down though. You just.
So some people would try to do like the wider grip. You can't do that. You have to do perfect
shoulder
close inside
underneath each shoulder.
Yeah, but you can pop that ground and pop back up because you got that sponge down there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can hit the
but now the women use that to advantage because they have an extra little
careful Jared
2-3-4 inches
careful
yeah
I know some dudes with a couple 2-3 inches
yeah
that's why
you'd
I said
be surprised that
if you put them dick
they
level
said that,
my dick gets there first
they said that everyone who goes to it there's always at least 5 to 10 people who don't pass it.
I have faith you're not going to be one of them.
Would you rather not take it and not fail it or take it and fail it?
I'd rather not take it and fail it, not fail it.
But if you fail it, then you know.
If I take it, I'm
gonna
fail.
I like that third option. No. I do. I like that.
Yeah. If I,
I'd rather
not
take
it
and
fail it.
I can do that. That sounds like me.
Is it a one shot?
Yeah, you get one try.
Uh oh.
Is it 124 hours off, and then that's it?
No, you can. It's you can use the hours whenever you want. So you can take an hour off here, 2 hours.
Right. But what I'm saying, like, you just do it once, you pass it, you get 24 hours for your entire career.
It's extra
to use, yeah, whenever you want.
You can't like take it once a year or whatever.
Oh no, you can build it up.
All right, here's what I'm trying to figure out.
So right now I have like 54 of those hours, like comp hours to use.
What I'm saying is, because I take this every year and unlock 24 hours.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't think
that's so. Because what that does is push you every year. It pushes you to stay in shape.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And that's what they want out of the city employees. They want to stay
it's called
shape.
Incentive.
Yep.
wouldn't work for me. I'd still rather not take it and fail it. So.
Yeah, I've always been a guy that doesn't mind going to work, so I wouldn't feel the need to do that either.
And then when you do take it, it's basically on a work day. You don't do it on a non-work day. So you're there, your whole day is just you doing a workout.
It's like field day.
Yep.
It's like field day, non-military school.
We did that too. We got a different color yarn depending on how you performed. I don't know if anybody else did the yarn thing, but I really wanted the blue yarns.
So my boss is really into that. So the three or four guys in his group, he's trying to push it. So four of the five total of us will be willing to do it. One guy's like, nah, I got two more years until I retire. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't blame that fucking guy.
He's like, hey, y'all do whatever you want. I'm not fucking with it. I'm coming in doing my thing, and I'm hitting the road.
Yep.
I'm eight and hit the gate. You guys do whatever physical fitness thing you want.
I get it. I'm kind of with him. I'm like, fuck, no, I'm retiring in 24 years. I ain't fucking.
I don't care about the time off, but it's a nice incentive to make you want to do better as a human.
Mm-hmm. I suppose so.
And I like that.
It's not enough of an incentive for me, I don't think, unfortunately.
Well, I can give you half a year off, Dan. Which is what I feel like it would take.
Yeah, I could do that.
For you to want to mess with it.
Yeah, that would. That's a minimum right there, too. Yeah, but, yeah.
You're like 6 months off, and I got to do how many push-ups?
58 in a minute, down.
And see, the chief looks at his bragging rights. He's like, he's said he's going to be, you can go about tell an officer, a police officer, hey, look, come on, the IT guy passed a PT test. You can't?
Yeah, yeah. That's what you do, is go tell the guy who carries a gun that you're a better human being than he is.
Uh-huh. Also, nothing pisses me off like a comparison like that.
Right, yeah.
Oh, they love it there. You should see.
That seems right. That seems right. It sounds like it's a big frat house you work in.
Yeah.
That's what you do is when he says, well, the IT guy can do it. You pull your gun out, you shoot it in the air six times. Goes, well, can he do that?
Yeah.
And everybody's like, shit, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And you grab him by the throat and you say, I just fucking did. Then you go rogue.
Yeah, because after the podcast, I'm going to the gym.
2 hours a day is a big commitment now.
I feel like I'm taking a nap after the podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to work. Now, I don't want to say you're spending too much time in the gym, but it seems like you're spending too much time in the gym.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, because I could be at home playing video games instead.
Or anything. That's just a lot of time.
2 hours a day. Yeah, 2 hours a day seems a lot for 3 days off.
I don't.
In my head. Of course, I'm the guy whose ambition has lost his ambition, so I don't know if I'm the guy to listen to on that either.
Well, I'm not good with, like, so... If Jared was like, I'm going to spend 2 hours like fixing my front door, like that's neat. You can see the results. I don't, even though you see the results with people, it doesn't translate the same to my brain. Like spending time like working on yourself. I'm like, man, what are you just wasting that time?
I'm completely behind. I'm with you 100%. It's
yeah.
The same way. My brain doesn't comprehend. I have the fundamental knowledge of what needs to be done to make that change.
Mm hmm.
In somebody's body.
It's not right? interested in it.
But
though.
But it doesn't, when I see the change in somebody's body, it doesn't, my brain doesn't comprehend the work that went into it to have that body.
Well, and I think because it's slow too, like even at 2 hours a day, Gerald's not going to be shredded tomorrow.
And I'll also be the first person to tell you that if I had somebody who I paid money to come to my house every day with all the equipment and basically make me work out, I would be down. I could do it. It's not something I'm ever going to do on my own, unfortunately, I don't think.
You've also, like, you've never been fat.
I haven't, no.
And so I think if you had experienced that.
I might feel different. It's possible.
Yeah,
it's
I
possible.
Think so.
It's possible. I can only speak from my own experience.
That guy struck a real natural pose in that flex, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The guy that was T-posing.
Where's he?
That guy. Oh, he just spawned in the level. His arms hadn't worked their bugs out yet.
Like, see, yeah, the before and after don't work for me.
Because I don't.
All I see is two different pictures. I don't see the work that went in between the two. Does
here's
that make
how
sense?
Broken. here's how broken I am. I think a lot of times the before looks healthier than the after.
Like, we kind of talked guy. About like, this when you weren't on, didn't we, Gerald?
Like, that guy looks good either bit. Way. Like, that guy? Like, the
yeah,
dad
like,
bought his
what's wrong
fine?
With that guy first? In yeah. the first place.
Like, that guy? Like, he's wearing it well?
That's a dad bod.
That's, like, maybe pushing the dad bod, but yeah.
It's top end of a dad bod. But
yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, he's a, yeah, he's like a double S-rank dad bod there.
Like, which reminds me, did you guys see the new picture of Chris Hemsworth and Thor?
I mean, you know I didn't.
It's about the no legs, skipping lay day?
No, picture. No, with him standing with Taika Waititi.
Well, he's finding this. Did you play anything this week, Dan?
I just played some Biomutant.
How's that?
I like it.
It looks adorable.
I like it. Right there, that picture. The black and white one. That doesn't even... There's one that has... You can see his whole body. He's fucking huge. Huge. He looks good.
He's a beautiful man.
I would love to look like that. I do not want to do the work that it takes.
I was about to say, but like, you don't just get to... I mean, some people, I think, just kind of get to look like that, but most people don't get to look like that.
I don't think he does. He does a lot of work. But when you're an actor, you have the personal trainers and the fucking dietitians. And
here's the shitty part, though. As shredded as he
the
is,
free Mexicans,
they're picking on his legs.
Mm-hmm.
Calling him out for skipping leg day. Can't please anybody.
No. Can't make anybody happy.
His arms look like my thighs.
His arms are huge.
Yeah.
How do you spell Tiki's name?
I think it's T-A-I-K-A.
Oh, there it is.
It should show. Is it going to show like just the whole picture?
No, that just, top one looks like it's...
There's the one. There it is from Twitter where they're both standing next to each other. Where you can see... But you can see like their legs. And they just look... I mean, he just looks fucking amazing. Where is it? Right there.
There you go.
The Twitter one there. I mean, look at him.
He looks like a video game character in that picture.
Doesn't he?
He looks video game as hell in that picture.
Chris Hemsworth is what you get when the cover doesn't lie.
Yeah, if that was the game, he'd just be standing on the front like that, and you'd be like, oh, I play this big fucked up guy right here.
I mean, he's bigger than he was in the first Thor. And he was pretty big in the first Thor.
Look at that.
What?
I know. So he's bigger than he was there.
He looked good there, though.
He did. I agree. But he's bigger now for this new one than he was there.
We'll let Dan work on his man crush. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can do so over there. You can find us on the social medias. I am at Podcast Ryan. Dan is at Shirtless Dan. And Gerald is at Hoffman Show. You can find all of us at Game_Stitch if you want to find us anywhere. That's all I have.
That's all I got. Yeah.
Gerald, you got anything?
No.
Nah.
Do you want to take a second to thank our patrons? Again, patreon.com/GameStitch. Friend of the show, Thomas. Friend of the show, Zach. And friend of the show, Mike. Thanks for being cool dudes. Cool dude bros. Cool. And if you want to get shredded and send Dan shirtless pics, he's into them.
That's not true.
Why are there so many Hulk Hogan pictures?
Because he's playing Hulk Hogan in a biopic.
Oh, that makes sense. He looks good. I'll never see that. I just
he looks a lot bigger. Let me. He looks a lot bigger than fucking Hulk Hogan ever did.
I'll never see that. I want y'all to know that.
Never see what?
Whatever that movie is.
The Hulk Hogan biopic?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. No one's going to make you watch it. Don't worry.
If this conversation didn't happen, I don't know if I would have ever even known it existed, even when it came out.
You don't do TVs or movies anyway. You're basically Amish, so.
But I like internet.
All you do is build things. All you do is build things.
But I like internet. So I would say like 40% Amish / Mennonite.
I'm going to go 60.
60-40. I could probably take that.
That's what I'm going. You're 60% Amish.
I like power. I like lights, electricity, and I like internet.
Yep. Yep. So basically, yeah, you like the only thing that you like that the Amish doesn't is technology.
And cars.
Which is technology.
Yeah. They like
and you
some
don't
technology.
Read the good book. Other than that, you're
this you're show's Amish. Not long enough for us to get into that back part. I'll just tell you, you should just yeah. Cars. Yeah. I don't like taking quadruple the time to get somewhere. I don't like that.
Fair enough.
Oh, what happened to that thing?
There's an update.
Did
on
you
the
know, see the new
9-piece?
And they raised the price up.
Oh, good. More expensive. That's what.
Yeah, they raised the price up. It's has more games and it's doubled. Yeah, from 12 games to 24. It's instead of being 149, it's 179, and it's 4 gigs of storage instead of 2. I'm talking about the play date.
Yeah, with a hand crank on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's little too.
It's tiny.
Who's going to buy one of those?
I know you are.
I said who?
You.
I don't think so.
You might.
I'm pretty positive my next purchase is a pizza oven.
Hmm. You don't want to get Ouyat again?
Ouyat was a great system.
I have it still.
Me too, and it was good.
I liked it.
Why does it have the crank? That's just its gimmick, though, right? That's just.
Is that how it stays powered up?
No, I don't think so. You don't have to crank it to play it, do you? It's like a controller.
That would make it awesome if you did.
Remember the flashlights where you're like, wah, 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 and they work for 10 seconds? You would never get to play anything.
Oh no, it's a controller. Okay, yeah, I think it'd be cooler if you cranked it to power it.
Yeah, see that person's running with a crank.
Yeah.
Plus, you can have it in your pocket and be like, "Cool, if I crank one out, and you can pull it out and start playing." And people are like, "Oh, I thought you were gonna jerk off," and you're like, "No,
this dude
just play this.
He's getting suplexed."
Yeah, with a crank wheel, it's great.
Okay, that's where we got to end it. I got it going on. My brain's broken.
Nothing like a crank suplex. he was rewinding it, so he was unsuplexing it. It was good. Play date. How much? $179? That's so expensive.
It's $180 now, yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's so expensive. It's like a Switch.
It's like Switch Lite.
Yeah.
You went not crank suplex in anybody with a switch though.
That's true.
God,
you can't crank out a suplex.
God, I can't get over it. My brain broke.
The screen's also black and white. For anybody that hasn't seen it,
it's like pictures on a chalkboard.
They're using that paper white screen. That suplex was good though because he rewound the crank and he unsuplexed it.
To do it like 4 times.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Hopefully that game's included.
That's like the best game for that system, just so you know.
Suplex Simulator. How many fishing games will be out though?
A gazillion, but they're not gonna be as good as that. Yeah. Dude's just running off to get suplexed, but
yeah, it didn't up until that point it didn't appear to be a game
He's
that suplex
a fucking
would occur
stick figure.
In. Yeah, it looked like a running simulator up until that point. And then it got aggressive.
Oh, fuck.
All right, that's going to do it for us.
Oh, fuck.
Check out the play date. June 8th, we're going to learn more. Is that what it said?
That's it. June 8th.
Yes.
At 9 Pacific.
Tuesday. Yeah, get up for that. Episode 438. That's it. We're done. I got to go to work. Dan has to take a nap, and Gerald has to go do gym tan
gym
laundry.
Stuff.
Yeah, GTL. Jersey Shore style. Anybody right. watch that?
What?
Jersey no. Shore.
Watch what?
Jersey Shore.
No.
No. All right, we'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.